How can it be that Avram would rather find a wife in a makom of Avodah Zarah, just because it's his family or his city, than to be mistaken with Eliezer? What pagam would there be in Eliezer? And surely Eliezer's family is a better shidduch than all the Avodah Zarah. So here, I'm going to say something the Rav says, and, you know, if the Ran wouldn't say it, people would say it's not hashgachah das Torah, but the Ran said it. And Yirtzeh Hashem, as you perhaps prepare for your own excursions into the world of Shidduchim at some point, it is very worthwhile to consider what the Ran says. The Ran says that even though Avram's family or Avram's city were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they had the Midah of Chesed and kindness. The Canaanim, on the other hand, were in their teva achzari, they were cruel. Now we're not saying Eliezer was cruel. Presumably, Eliezer worked on himself and the like. The Rosh Hashanah says that the Midah of kindness is so important. Better to look for the Midah of kindness, even in an Oved Avodah Zarah, than to get the most from person with the Midah of achzaris. So when you're looking for a shidduch, you have a choice, super firm person who's not a considerate person, versus a person not so religious, who has a kinder heart, as Rosh Hashanah says, the kind heart is more important. Because he says the following, if a person is an Oved Avodah Zarah, right, so they have the wrong philosophy. Philosophies can change by education. You learn more, you study more, you pick up more knowledge. But it's very, very hard to change a midah. It's possible, of course. But when there is cruelty in your teva, even if Eliezer has decided to manage to be kovashis, but the bad teva might come out in a child, in a grandchild, or a great grandchild, it is very, very difficult to change basic midos. And therefore, Avram said, better go to a makom of Bainai Chasadim, even if they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, than to go to a Canaanite who is excited, but in the Teva, there's a Teva of Achzarias. So, this tells you what you look for in a shidduch, and it also tells you what you try to become to be zayecha to a shidduch. Is this what people look for today? Not always. And that's actually a big chisaron. People look for the color of a hat, or the cut of a suit, or all sorts of many, many superficial things, both on the side of men and on the side of women. But the Drosha Saran says the lave tov of Rachmanis is the most important thing. Now, the Ran then goes on and says, that is how Eliezer knew to devise his test. Who told Eliezer to devise a test of chesed? Avram didn't say it's fair to do chesed. The answer is question. If the reason Avram rejects Eliezer and says, go to my place, is because they have the midah of chesed, Eliezer understands that that's what he's testing for. In other words, it's mamish very question why he devises that test. Okay, this is from the Drosha Saran. Now, based on this Drosha Saran, although he doesn't explain it, we can actually explain all of the shinuyim, all of the four shinuyim that I talked about. First of all, mission. Avraham Avinu didn't really care if it was his family or not his family. He didn't care if it was his family. He wanted to go to that makom because the anshei hamakom were balei chesed. That is why Avraham didn't say, go to my mishpacha. Avram said, go to my country and place of birth. I'll explain shortly why Eliezer was Mishan. Similarly, as far as Eliezer is concerned, this was a chesed test. So Rivka didn't have to be exactly the way Eliezer said. Rivka did better. Right? Rivka showed more chesed than Eliezer asked for. So kal vachomer, that's good. Third, why does he first give her the jewelry before he asks Bas Miat? Because Bas Miat wasn't important. If the mission was, go to my my place and find a balas chesed, he would be willing to marry this woman even if she wasn't from Avram's family. So Eliezer had no reason to know Basmiat before he gave her the jewelry. So that is why those three things were initially the way they said. But now let's go to the Shinui. When Eliezer is approaching Avram, he has a big problem. The big problem is, Rivka is a young girl of three. And Lavan or Besuel would naturally not want her to go. Why don't you cast dispersions on them? They would not want her to go. So Eliezer has a tough sell. Eliezer has to convince them that Rivka should be allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael. Eliezer's job is to flatter the Mechitani. Play on their ego. Make them feel important and special and honored. Because that's the only way you convince them to relinquish Rivka. By appealing to their vanity. So look at the brilliance of Eliezer here. If Eliezer would simply say, my master said, go to Haran and find somebody. Well, that doesn't appeal to their ego. They thought anybody would be good enough. He changed it. The great Avram, who's wealthy and famous and powerful and influential, he specifically said, go to his family. See, that butters them up. That makes them realize Eliezer traveled hundreds of miles because Avram wanted them. So if you're trying to butter up the Mechutanim, you don't simply say, Avram sent me to the city. You say, Avram sent me to you. Ah, now, I'm sure all of us have gotten in trouble in our life when we lie, hopefully we don't lie too often. Often the way you get caught is you lie in one part and you don't change some other part of the story. You get caught. Now, once Eliezer changes the mission from geography to family, he also has to change the basmiat and the jewelry, because he can't. In other words, when he was just looking for chesed, Itaka gives the jewelry and then says basmiat. But once he says, my shlichus was to a particular family, he has to change the story to say, I first asked basmiat, and then I gave the jewelry, because otherwise they would say, if you're looking for a family, how could you give the jewelry before him? Now, similarly, Eliezer's test, Rivka did not do exactly what he said.